As Lonzo joins us on, I guess, a fun day. Just a ton of pictures, no doubt about it here. Lonzo, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Look, I was just talking to Todd about it while you were walking in. The amount of players that have been talking that we've had on the show today that have talked about just what it's like to play with you, not only defensively but also on the offensive end. Obviously, we mentioned on Woj's podcast, you know, the alley-oop dunk already to Zion. Zion himself to us today says, like, yeah, I didn't think he could get it there, and the ball was sort of there. Yeah. Is that the importance that we see these workout videos, these pickup games, to just to kind of get to know their basketball personalities?
For sure, especially with us. You know, a new team, a lot of new guys. We got to gel as fast as possible, and the best way to do it is coming in and working together. So, you know, I was happy to see everybody come in, you know, for the optional workouts, and now we have training camp tomorrow.
Speak with Lonzo Ball on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. How unique is that? We've heard a lot of people sort of touch on the fact that it's not the norm to have almost an entire team in these off-season workouts.
Yeah, like I said, it was great to see. Kind of surprised me a little bit. But, you know, I was happy guys were in here working before you had to be. That's a very positive sign for the year.
Another phrase I think I've picked up on here is chip on your shoulder. And what I mean by that is it kind of seems like you have a handful of players. They're just eager to, for whatever what reason or shape or form, go out there and prove it. It could be injury. Could be just getting a fresh start. It could just be, hey, undrafted players, but they believe that they can play, just getting that. I think that creates a culture of competitiveness, and that probably creates a pretty together team, huh?
Definitely. And this year our slogans actually won't bow down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, we're promoting that throughout the whole year, and it starts, you know, in practice.
As the point guard of this team, when you look at it, what kind of offense do you think the Pels can be?
High tempo. A lot of points. A lot of fast points. I mean, I don't think we really have any too many set plays, you know, from just being here the last couple of weeks. But get out and run.
What is it almost playing with Zion in just like the short time you've been with him? Him and Jackson Hayes having big guys just to kind of hand the ball off to inside the paint. And how much easier does that make your role as a player?
I love playing pick and roll with both of them. I mean, with Jackson, you can throw it anywhere around the rim. He's going to catch it. And then with Zion, you can give it to him early, late. Doesn't really matter. You know, both of those guys are going to have a great year. You know,
we brought this up during the postseason last year. I want to say it was the play that the Warriors knocked the Rockets out in that final game. It was just a simple pick and roll. But it's hard to do. It's a simple play. We all learn it, right, at an early age.
Definitely.
And a lot of times fundamentals, if you just do it right, it's one of the harder players to stop. And I look at this roster and this team. Lonzo, you and Drew can do this all day, but also the bigs can pass to one another, can't
they? For sure.
They?
I mean, the pick and roll is all about reads. You know, you can make the right read every time, you're going to get a good shot. You know, it's that simple. Like I said, I'm excited to get going.
Final question for you, man. What do you think are goals that maybe you guys sort of set this preseason to kind of get ready for the regular season?
Just get as good as we can. I mean, try to get better every day. That's what preseason's for. And then when season comes, take it game by game. You know, it's a long season.
Appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Lonzo Ball on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. We'll take the quick break. We'll come back. We'll have much more. As we still got another 30 minutes before we wrap up here, as Lonzo makes his way over to NBA TV, Steve Smith hosting duties there, Todd Graffinini.